Cash the Ticket. It's presented by FanDuel. Reggie, I think we start with the Eagles and the Packers on Friday night. It's the Eagles laying 2.5 against the Packers, and it's in Brazil. Mike, before we get too far deep into this, Cap, did you see the hotel situation?
No.
Okay, so as the home team, the Eagles got the hotel closer to Sao Paulo Stadium. The Packers, okay, on the other hand, have a game day commute that is estimated to be nearly 2 hours based on traffic.
Oh, my God.
So factor that into your cap as you will.
No, I factor in that nothing says the NFL, Brian, like Brazil. What are we doing here? I digress. Honestly, it's a lean to the Eagles here. As high as I am on the Packers, it is a lean to the Eagles. If there's going to be a revenge tour, it does begin tonight. I got a hard time with the Pack less than a field goal. Is it wrong that that's where I've arrived at?
No, I want to play the Eagles. You know, I'm higher on them than you are, so that shouldn't be a surprise. I think the hotel stuff is a little small, caveat there. The bigger deal is, I think this roster is still in that upper echelon of the NFC. I view this as the get-right spot. No Matt Patricia running the defense. Jalen Hurts back to form. Some stability there. Mike, I also look at the fact that nobody wants to bet the Eagles, and I wonder, like, is it really going to be this easy? I mean, I'm only laying 2.5. It's a team I really like, and I'm going against the public. Am I missing anything?
No, and again, there are twos out there. As I'm sitting live in Vegas, I'm looking at a two. I can send you a picture. So I think Eagles minus two would be the side for me. Look, I like the Packers long term, but they do have a lot of new pieces, especially on the defensive side. With the Eagles, look, Jim is high on these guys, and he might end up being right. I'm not, but I'm willing to lose my money one time to find out. Because if they are what Bob thinks they are, for me, it starts tonight, and you come out with a, hey, remember us? Dom D'Alessandro's in Brazil. Maybe Dom's in a tank top tonight, little straw hat on or something. I'm going to take the Eagles minus the two. I'm going to give it a shot. I do like the bet differential on this. As you mentioned, Frank, 32% of bets are making 68% of the money if you value the splits. Give me the birds in Sao Paulo, Eagles minus two.
Steve, can I interest you in an anytime touchdown for Saquon Barkley minus 130 or his over 61.5 rushing?
Yes, you can, Chris.
All right, file it away.
I think if you were going to do this, what about Saquon in the receiving game?
Do you have anything pulled up? And I know this is more of a lounge deal. I know Rico and I will look at some of this stuff later, but What are you thinking receiving-wise? Like receptions, yards?
Yeah, total receptions to me in the receiving game is an outlet. I mean, look, Mark, I leave it to you. The props are your thing. But I just thought Saquon in the passing game, I get skittish about yard total early in the year. You're figuring it out. These early games tend to be a little more uneven. Isn't it easier to go out and catch 2-3 balls as an outlet?
Oh, I mean, you saw it last night. Justice Hill, like on the first possession, caught two balls.
Sure.
So, I mean,
sure.
And if we believe,
God help you, if you had Isaiah Likely props. Oh, good heavens! God. 17 catches for 400 yards. I'm like,
unbelievable.
My God.
And with Barkley, the idea here is he is going to be the lead back in this offense. I mean, he's going to come off the field a little bit, but for the most part, he's going to be the guy who carries the ball, catches the ball to the backfield, does it all for them.
And they paid him the money. But I'm sure you'll have more of that on the lounge later, Ricardo.